This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
We're glad that you've joined us. We hope that this podcast finds you well. We hope that you are thriving and that God is speaking into your life daily, multiple times a day, and just building you up. So we're so glad to join you.
Goodness. Yes, we all need that every single day.
Oh, man. Sometimes I need it every second. Depends on what's going on in my life. God speaking to me in this moment.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yes. Yes.
So
we are here in the morning time. Drinking yes. Our coffee. Are you drinking coffee, Jen?
I've had a cup and I thought about getting another one, but as of this moment, I do not. Ooh, you got a pink. Is that a Yeti?
No, it is from the great landmark called Bucky's.
Oh, Bucky's. Oh my goodness. We could do almost a whole podcast on that.
It is a Yukon, but I love them. I have like three of them now. And they're only like $11 there. So,
oh my goodness.
I pick one up when I'm traveling and take it to my destination. So, I have a cup on hand and it's just like my souvenir kind of thing. So,
I'm telling you, I love Bucky's. It's one of those things where Bucky's is an experience. Like,
we could do a whole podcast.
If
you guys want to hear a whole podcast about Bucky's, make sure you send us an email because I literally just got back from a Myrtle Beach trip to visit my parents and I took the kids on my own and the bathrooms are so great that literally I planned every stop around Bucky's.
That's awesome. And
yep.
They're so great. They are like one of the country's largest gas stations.
Yep.
I mean, gas pumps that go on for miles, it feels like. And then you go inside and it's every conceivable snack. They
yeah,
have some really good
delicious food.
I'm telling you, that beef brisket.
So let us know if you need a Bucky's podcast. I literally try something new. I've probably been over 20 times now, and I try something new every single time. So I can give you all the foodie information. Just let us know.
You know,
we'll put some Jesus into Bucky's.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
right. Like, that's right. We can make it spiritual.
Yeah.
I'm
if you
kidding.
Need a little deeper dive into Bucky's, let us know.
I'm so kidding. But one of the, well, I guess, you know, I look at it like people wonder, like, what is Bucky's? Like, do I really need to visit one? And it is an experience. Like, it's hard to explain what it is. But then when you get there, you think, oh my goodness, this is really nice. The bathrooms are awesome.
Oh my gosh.
They're so incredibly clean. And when you're traveling, to find a clean bathroom can be a challenge.
Especially with three little ones.
Oh,
oh
I
my
bet.
Gosh.
Yeah, that would make it even worse.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's like, don't touch anything when you go into bathrooms. Don't touch anything, kiddos. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, not to get off on
Jen,
that.
Do you think Bucky's might be a fragrant offering to the Lord?
The segue.
Sorry, yeah. It was too good.
Well, you know, I was reminded there actually are two things that we wanted to talk about, but the first one was a fragrant offering. And I don't know why I was reminded of this, except that, so over the weekend, I got some new perfume. And it was one that I really like. It's Chanel Chance, which is not cheap, smells really good. And I was reminded of a lot of things about how smell can invoke memory and how smell can really like change even how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And then there's a verse in the Bible that says that our praise and our worship and us are like a fragrant offering unto the Lord. And
yeah.
I thought, ooh, that's cool how the sense of smell to God, that we smell pleasing to him. And it just reminded me of that perfume. It's like when I smell that perfume, like it makes me feel happy. It makes me feel, I don't know, just good.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I really like it when someone will hug me or something. They'll say, oh, you smell good. And it's like, oh, that pleases me. So I thought about it in like how we want to please the Lord, how we want to be a fragrant offering to him, and how he makes that allowance. I don't know. It's just a weird sort of tangent, but
Yeah.
I want to be that to the Lord.
Yeah, and I think worship and pleasing God looks, there's like a numerous list, a large list of what that could look like in each of our lives. Like the first thing I thought of was like just walking in your identity, like, right? Like just being who you are, the creator's creation. Like that's a beautiful thing, especially for most of, like probably all of us, right? Like we've all stepped away from our identity at some point and put on a different hat and have been someone else instead of us. I think that saddens God, right? Like, it's like, oh, they don't think what I did was good enough. You know, like if I was the creator, I would want my creation just to be them, you know, like, so I think that would be a fragrant offering to God, like walking in my full self right now. I feel like that is pleasing to my Father, like, and honoring him. And like, because before I would just put on a hat to for everyone else, not for him, for everyone else, right? So and then I think of like doing good works for God, like that would be a pleasing offering to him, right? Like a pleasing fragrant, like, okay, they're like Jen and I using their stories and their testimonies of the healing I've done in their life to really go after and try to help other people and inspire others. Like, I feel like that would be just an amazing aroma lifted up to the Lord.
Yeah. And doing good works for the Lord, a lot of the time it talks about in the Bible that you should do it in secret.
Yeah.
And there are just those moments where you get to do it openly in front of folks.
Yeah.
But the majority of what you should be doing in the way of good works should be in secret. And I think sometimes when you're doing a good work, it's like, what is your motive? Could you do it in secret and be okay that no one knew what you did but God?
Yeah.
And if you can say to the affirmative, okay, that's awesome. Like, that's what God desires of you. Like, not all of us are called to be like a, I don't know, like a Lisa Turkhurst or
right.
a Beth Moore or, you know, Priscilla Shire.
Oprah Winfrey.
Or Oprah Winfrey, right. We're not all called to those very high places.
Right.
And that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your good works are still a fragrant offering unto the Lord when done in secret.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it talks about not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Like, you are doing these things unto God because you want to do them for God and not for man. So.
Right. And I think there's something to be said about being faithful in the little, like as we are journeying through and healing and like helping others privately or showing up to counseling and helping herself and doing those faithful little steps that we always talk about, this little steps, where there becomes more of an opportunity to talk to a broader audience. And obviously with our social media world we live in, that's going to get broadcasted pretty quickly. So,
right. So can you ask yourself, this thing I'm going to do, I'm okay with it not being on social media. If you can say, I don't need to post on Facebook about this, that's a good start.
Yeah. Does that even happen anymore? Like,
right.
It's like honestly, but you know, I honestly, God has used social media in my life more times than I can honestly count. So I know we hate on it, you know, because there is so much bad that is involved in social media, but there is, I think God's in social media as well. Like he has used it in so many ways to obviously the obvious things, connect me with family and friends, you know, sharing in our experiences in life, but also connecting me with people who are seeing my story because I can share my story and Jen can share her story to a bigger audience, like than just right here in Northern Kentucky. And then I get an opportunity to connect with those people where they're sending me messages like, that was my story too. Like, it can be so powerful if done correctly. And God really does
Amen.
is in it. Like, he uses all things for good. Like, folks, he really does. Like, he uses it all. And Facebook just happens to be my social media drug of choice. But
Well, and I think it really does boil down to like what is the motivation? Like social media can be a wonderful place of celebrating what God has done. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that you can use that to give glory to God about anything. Like, wow,
Amen.
look what God did in my life.
Yep.
Or to encourage someone else, like, I just want to encourage you. Look at my life. Here's
Yeah.
how my mess went to a message. Like all that stuff. Like,
Yeah.
but if your motivation is to make people envious of you or to show, like, to puff
Yeah.
yourself up or to say, look what I did, anything like that, yeah, that's not good. It
Yeah.
just reminds me of the Pharisees when they would go to give their gifts to God, like they made that a celebration and made sure everybody saw it. And yet there was this widow who quietly gave, I think it was two mites, like it was barely anything. And she did it quietly and secretly, and how God really like blessed that. So yeah,
Yeah.
there's it's a very subtle veil between the those.
Yeah, and I will even push back a little on that because honestly, I think God uses that circumstance too. Like I have, for me, I have this really big personality and bold and confident. And I've done those things for sure. But God has used that. Like God has like taught me in my quiet time, like, humbled me a bit, not in a condemning, horrible guilt-ridden manner, but he's just, knocked on my spirit a little bit and shifted things, just changed things a little bit. And over time, it became God's story in my life instead of my story. But it wasn't like it was a transition period with God, if that makes sense. So if you are similar in personality as me, I would say don't let those things make you feel guilty and condemn you. Like just take the step. And if it's the wrong step, God's going to shift it. You know what I mean? Like you're like I'm a good person and I was doing those things at the time, with good intent. You know what I mean? But it just needed a little tweaking. But it was a step I had to take, and God knows that I had to take that step. But He will tweak it. So don't get so I want to say just don't get so guilt-ridden and condemn yourself that you don't take any of those steps. You know what I mean?
Well, right. There's a difference between the spirit convicting you and
Yeah.
wallowing in guilt.
Right.
One
And
is
I
one, yeah,
did
one
that
is
for
a
so
benefit.
long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One is a benefit and one is not. But I just would also say that while you're saying, like, don't wallow in the guilt of it, if
Right.
you are feeling convicted, amen, Lord, yeah,
Yeah.
convict, sanctify, get in there, show me
Yeah.
where I've kind of messed up. But I think
Yeah.
we kind of know when we're doing that though as well. Like, I'm not putting this post, this thing to for God's glory or to encourage. I'm doing it because I want people to look at me. And
Yeah.
that's not so good as
Yeah.
far as like wanting people to look at you. Do you know what I mean? But I
Yeah.
know you're right. We have all done it. We've all done it.
Yeah.
I'm not swinging this like net
Right.
saying,
Right.
you're going to get caught, whatever, because I've done it too.
Yeah. And
I've
I
done
do
it
think
too.
he uses all those things. I think, I mean, I honestly think, I think it's such a beautiful process, a way to be sanctified. Like if we just look at that little journey of social media alone, like it is really a beautiful process. Like, because we've all been there, we've all done that. And honestly, I would even push back and say sometimes it could just be a heart posture of being wanting to be seen and known and heard and loved, you know, something we're all desperately seeking. So I think there's an honest place, but as God sanctifies us and as he heals us, and then he becomes enough for all those things. But it take there's like a transition, like it's and so that's, you know, God meets us where we're at. And you know, I was on Facebook a lot, so he met me there. And so he definitely used that in my life.
Sure. I'm not discounting any of that, but I also believe that you can be doing it from a place of pride.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that's it. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be seen and known, but you can also be doing it from a place of pride.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is something you take before God and he works on.
Yeah.
And like he did with you,
Yes.
just like you said, God dealt with you in your quiet time to say, hey, look at
Yeah.
this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And now it's your superpower. It was something that maybe you were stuck in, and now it's your superpower, right? So
Yeah. It's
God
so
can
good.
definitely use it. And see, the thing that about the enemy that it is so subtle is he can
Yep.
take things that God has blessed us with, like on purpose, with purpose, and will try to distract us in a way that takes us away from how God wants to use that thing.
Yep.
That, you know, like for me, as my emotions, oh my gosh, people told me I was so emotional and oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And that was the thing that shamed me and bore like weighed on me until God said, no, I made you like that on purpose. And this is your, just like you said, superpower. It's your
Yeah.
superpower. God's going to use that spirit of discernment and that empathy and that, you know, all of those things for his purpose. And it was just that Satan was trying to take away the thing that God had gifted me with. And I see that in you as well.
Yeah.
Big flamboyant personality that in the beginning was using that maybe in a way that to make yourself be distracted from the shame or whatever that you were feeling from the
Yeah.
abuse that you'd encountered. But God said, no, we're going to use that as your superpower. That's the thing that he will then use to get glory in the enemy. Will no longer have authority over that to then use it for what he wanted or to keep you from using it for what God wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like a good look at what is something we are suppressing that God wants to use in our life. Like if we stay there for a moment and look, like what is something that I shifted and changed about myself because it made others uncomfortable? For you, it
Oh.
was your emotions. For me, it was my big personality and talking all the time and things like that. So I shifted and changed for man, for people. But why? So I encourage
Right.
you, audience, to sit there for a moment. Don't let that moment pass. Just sit there for a moment and think. When I was a little girl or when I was a little boy, what was something I did that didn't bother me, but I did just naturally, and but it made other people uncomfortable, and so I stopped doing it. What was that?
Or did it in secret?
Yeah, what was that?
For me, it was connectedness as well. It wasn't just my emotions. It was I love to be connected with people. I love connection. I thrive off connection. And then my creativity. So
Yeah.
I tried to make myself smaller in my emotions by acting like I didn't have any. I tried to make myself smaller in my connectedness by trying to act like I didn't care when I didn't get to have relationships with people. That was terrible. And then my creativity, I did it quietly and kept it to myself. I would
Yeah.
do paintings and drawings and would write stories and all the things, and I would keep them very quiet because it wasn't accepted.
Right.
You know, creativity is not really something you should celebrate. You should be getting a job and acting whatever. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good question. I really was saddened last week. We had some great points to our podcast, but we also wanted to add in questions So maybe we'll do a second podcast of that because we really want you all to just be able to examine yourselves and have some tools in your tool belt, like Jen and I have had over the years, have, gained in our quiet time with God and ask questions to God. I think like that being your own private investigator, really it brings forth that identity that God is trying to uncover you or uncover in you, right? So those questions are powerful. Like, what was that thing that I stopped doing only because it made other people uncomfortable? What was that?
Yeah, that also was not sin. I just want to point that out.
Yes. Thank you for, yeah, clearly, right. And it's not even
Clearly.
like, it's not even about a doing necessarily or an action. It's about just like a part of you, your
Your
personality.
personality,
Yeah.
yes. Your gifting.
Right.
Like, yeah. And because each of us are uniquely blessed and given a gift,
Yeah.
we are beautifully and wonderfully made. We are awesome in God's sight. And he gifted us each with those things to like work our ministry and our lives. And when I say our ministry, it's like every one of us have a ministry. We absolutely do. It's not just the pastor of a church or a leader of a bigger organization or whatever. We all have ministry in the
Yes.
life in which we lead, to our families, to the people around us, in our jobs. Like God has planted us where we are for his purposes and his glory. And it's like, okay, so what can I use that is me uniquely in those places, in the platform that I've been given to reach and seek out others to help them have relationship with God.
Right. Absolutely.
And you
Yeah.
called it going from mess to message. Like
Yes.
it's
Yeah.
absolutely the same. It's like, okay, this my wanting to be connected, being emotional, being creative, all of that, that to me was a mess because
Yep.
people couldn't accept me the way I was. And they called it a mess. God did not. God called that me and beautiful and awesome and purpose and all of
Yes.
that. And he has been working it into a message because now with that creativity and that emotion, that connectedness, I can take all of the tragedy and the trauma that I went through to then bring that to others and say, here's where the enemy tried to destroy me.
Amen.
And God said, nope. I'm not going to let you be destroyed. You are a message to others that may feel like they're lost in their own tragedy and trauma.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, like literally as my whole life I've been told to in kind words, be quiet. Be quiet, Tiffany, you talk too much. Be
Yeah.
quiet, Tiffany,
I
you
was told
talk
that too.
too much.
And now look at us, we're podcasters.
I know we get paid to speak, y'all.
I'm
Like
telling you, it's awesome.
how, yeah, God will not waste anything. So I know it doesn't feel like that when you are in the middle of the mess. Like
No.
if someone was telling me this when I first started going to counseling and CST, and when my trauma was like in the thick, really just so hard in my life. If someone told me this, I would be like, yeah, right. Like, I'm ever going to come out of it. But I promise you, folks, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and he will not waste this time. So keep going. Like, he will use this. I promise you, he will use it. If for his glory and his
Yeah.
way, he will use this. There is someone out there
Amen.
literally right now, this second, and more than someone's, lots of someone's that are out there waiting to hear your story. They're just waiting to hear it. And it doesn't have to be all the way cleaned up because, folks, newsflash, we are not going to be all the way cleaned up this side of heaven. I'm still a
Ever.
hot mess.
Ever. We won't be cleaned up ever.
No. So I'm still a hot mess. And he uses that. He actually boasts in that. He shines in my hot mess, I will even say further. Like He loves that I'm a hot mess because he gets the glory. Like,
Amen.
oh, if he can use her and he can shift and change her and he can heal her, he can heal me.
Amen.
And that's what your story will inspire others. And they're just waiting. So keep getting in there. Keep doing the work with God. Keep spending that quiet time with God. Keep going to the counselor. Keep going to the group meeting. Keep showing up and doing what you feel like is you're supposed to be doing to heal, because people are just waiting. They are waiting. They're desperately waiting. And you are the key, the piece of the puzzle that God has in mind for them. It's worth it, and you'll get through it.
I think the question, even to get to that point of what you're saying, is ask yourself this: do I like myself? Just say, do I like myself? And if you say to yourself, no, I don't, well, list out those things that you think you don't like about yourself, like I'm too much, or I'm people think I'm weird, or whatever it is. List those things out. Ask those questions, because those are the places that God says, I want to redeem that. I want to renew that. And I want to show you how that can be for his purposes. And that sounds really weird, I know. But if you can't say that you like yourself, then God wants to bring some deliverance and freedom and show you how he can use those things that you think you don't like about yourself.
And I was at an event last night or yesterday, that was so interesting. They did a quick exercise of write down on this heart in front of you one thing you like about yourself. And do you know, I looked and felt in the room that so many people were struggling to write one thing they liked about them.
Right.
That was unbelievable to
A room
me.
full of women, no less.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I had it in like 2.5 seconds. So of course, like, yeah, here's what I like. I like my personality and I like my perseverance. Like, I like a lot of things, but those were
Right.
two things at the top of my mind. And I had to tell a friend what was awesome about them. And so that makes me so deeply sad.
Me
Women, you
too.
are beautiful, and the Creator
Oh.
deeply loves you, and
Yes.
he has not made one mistake with you. Fall in love with his creation, and his creation is you. And
Yes.
how you get there is heal, heal, heal. Keep taking those steps, even when they're messy, even when they're wrong. God will shift. He's so big. Jen and I were just talking about that before we got started. Like, he will not, there will not be any door closed for you that he has opened. So don't you worry. You keep walking, you keep stepping, he'll keep shifting because he's God, right? We're not. Keep being a flipping mess and taking the steps you feel like God's calling you to do. Sometimes we hear it wrong. It's okay. Like, it's okay. God will handle it. He's got it, you know, like, that's the surrender posture. Like, I'm going to take this step in faith. If it was because I'm taking this step in what I 100% know, well, that's an easy step, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm taking this step in faith that God's got me, and he has every single time. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I love this. I love this whole conversation.
Yeah, who would have thought? We had no clue what we were talking about, folks.
Yeah, we it's interesting. We ahead of time, guys, we will pray, and sometimes God will give us things to say, like talk, we feel like God says, talk about this, as was today. And then sometimes we don't get anything, and it's like, well, let's just start talking and see what God brings up. And so, yeah, he's shown up in both ways.
I know, he's so good.
Oh
Why
my
do we
goodness.
even ever worry?
I know, right? Right. I love that right now our D group is memorizing Matthew 6. I think it's 25 through 29, which is saying, don't worry about your life. what you're going to eat or drink or put on or anything like that. God knows you need these things and he's got it taken care of. So you're not going to worry yourself into extra time on your life. So don't worry about that. And you can't be as arrayed as like flowers. I mean, look, they don't do anything and God makes them beautiful. And how much more will he make us? So, and has made us.
Yes, a flipping man. So I want to encourage y'all, as I encourage myself often, I tell myself to take my Messiah pants off. Take your Messiah pants off today and realize they're his pants to wear. Just trust, and he has you. He's had you from the time you were born, and he has you now. So take them off and be surrendered. He's got this. We can't mess it up. We can't get in the way. He's God. We're not.
That just reminds me, the sermon that my pastor talked about this week was, or this past Sunday, was about the sower and the seed and the places that it fell. And he kept saying this over and over and over again. And I was like, oh, it's such a great reminder. The sower in that story doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter. It just says the sower was sowing seed. That's all he was doing. And where it fell, that wasn't up to him. And
Amen.
He didn't have anything to do with the seed as far as rocky place or path or soil, good soil. The sower's responsibility was just to sow the seed.
Amen.
Because he can't really do anything except that. God's the one who blesses it and gives the increase. Your only thing is just sow seed where you are. And I thought, oh, that's such a great reminder, because we get in our heads. I have to say it this way. If I craft the perfect social media pitch, it'll look like this. If I do this, I'll have this many hits or this many listens or whatever. And it's like, it's not up to you. You're supposed to sow seed.
Right. When Jen and I go up and share a story, sometimes we're like, oh, well, that wasn't what I had planned, or that was a mess. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
God
matter.
Literally will hit the people, not literally hit, but put it in the people that needed to hear it. Right. It will land where it needed to land.
Amen.
We're just up there saying what God did in our life, and he does the transformation. Like, that's all we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. We're just sowing seed.
The pressure's off because he's got it.
Yep. And just throw that seed out there and trust God where it's going to land.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an interesting thing how people have said, well, if I do X, Y, and Z, it'll get to the good soil. That seed will get sown in the good soil. And if I don't do this, it won't go in the rocky places. He said, no, the sower is just to sow seed. That's the only time the sower's mentioned, right? He's sowing seed. He's just throwing it out there. God's the one who determines like the seed in the good soil and the rocky place, whatever. Like that's not up to the sower.
And that kind of brings us back to the beginning. That's what's happening often in the secret place.
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea the impact of each one of us sharing our story and our testimony. We have no idea. And so in the secret place, those seeds that you're planting and I'm planting and the rest of the world are planting, they're just falling and they're being transformed in the secret place. Maybe
Yeah.
seed that we threw down. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
And
Jesus.
then we'll be a fragrant offering.
Amen.
We will smell good.
Amen. Way to wrap that up.
I'm telling you.
God, you're good. God, who are you?
I know. God is so good. He is so, so good. I'm going to be thinking about that every time I wear this perfume. It's like, because it's a good smell, and it's like, I want to smell good to God.
Amen.
And I think God has a smell too, kind of like our safe people have a certain scent. They just right? And when we smell that, we feel comforted and we feel like it's home. And so I want to smell God and feel that. And I also want to be that fragrant offering to him anyway.
Amen.
I'm spiritualizing perfume.
In the meantime, thank you, Jesus, for being our fragrant offering. So when we're a disaster, you stepped in. So we always
Amen.
Smell nice.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Jesus. Seriously, I think about that all the time. I'm like, holy moly. If he was just looking at me right now, I especially it being in the Old Testament. If he was just looking at me right now, I don't know. Yeah, that just looks very messy. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son to be our
Amen.
sacrifice.
I'm
So,
telling you.
yeah.
I'd be dead in a ditch. I
Oh my
firmly
goodness.
believe if God had not sought me out and called me to himself,
Yeah.
I would have been dead in a ditch. I would have eventually killed myself, or I would have been drugged out and killed myself. I would have just been,
Yeah.
there'd been no hope for me.
Oh.
Anyway, whew.
We're gonna end our Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. All right, folks, we are going to wrap it up there. We love you guys. We love you guys. We love hearing from you, and it's so funny when we're out sometimes together at something, and someone will say, "Oh, I listened to your podcast," or, "You guys talked about this and how great that was." It's always really cool to hear that, and we just feel like you guys are our girlfriends. We're sitting down having coffee, and I love these conversations with you guys.
Yes.
All
So
right.
talk to us because we want to hear you. We like friends who talk back. We need
Yeah.
that.
That's right. Email us. It's always in the body of the podcast. And also, as of late, I have been putting in our links to our books. So if you are interested at all, if you're a new listener, or maybe you've been listening forever and you just want to know our story, we have each written how God has redeemed our lives and taken our mess and made a message. They're in the body of the podcast. Go out there and hit that link, and it will take you to Amazon, where you can get both From Stilettos to Grace and A Beautiful Healing.
Amen.
So until next time, folks.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.